Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got the Badger Creek Bench Head, both Greg and Graham, to come in and update what's been going on down there. Prior to that, between 1 and 2, we've got a group that we've never had in before, and that's Vets for Fishing. So we want to hear all about what they are and what they've been doing. But being the third Wednesday of the month, for the first half hour is Mia from Crime Stoppers, and then that'll be followed up with Mr. Excited. He'll be telling us what he's been up to. But first of all, welcome, Mia.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
No, not a problem. Always a pleasure to have you, Mia. Righto, so we want to talk about retail crime today, and I guess in the old days it was called shoplifting, and I think some of the shops call it shrinkage or something, but at the end of the day it's about stealing from the shops, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that it's evolved over time. These days there is a lot of organised retail crime, which is where it's not really being, things aren't being stolen for personal use, but rather to be sold on for profit. And when it comes, you know, with an organized group who are offending, it's often, you know, a bit more violent, a bit more aggressive. Maybe they're working in larger numbers, and it can create a lot of safety risks for workers, for customers. So it does affect everyone, and everybody either has worked in retail at some stage in their life or knows someone who does. So you've got to think about the safety of our workers, and we're all customers, you know, we're all going grocery shopping, we're all going to, you know, maybe Bunnings for our home renovation projects. So we want to make sure that we've got a safe environment to shop in as well, because offenders are increasingly carrying weapons and creating a hostile environment where people that are working, those frontline workers, they're facing things like threats, verbal threats, physical assaults, and they're just trying to do their job. And something that people might not consider as well about retail crime is that it does further fuel other criminal activity, because these stolen goods are resold, and that profit can go towards other sort of broader reaching criminal enterprises.
And also, of course, if it's costing us as a consumer money too, isn't it? I mean, these things are built into the fabric of the actual cost of doing business too. And so we're paying for that.
Without a doubt, you know, the costs are, you know, the costs are so plentiful in that as a consumer, as a customer, you might not understand what the effects of retail crime are. Of course, what you said, but then also in the sense of safety, resources taken away, such as police, you know, resources are taken away from other crime because they're having to address this. Also, you know, the fact that things are no longer on the shelves because things are stolen in bulk. We're talking about things like, an example could be baby formula. You're unable to buy it because it's being stolen in such large quantities and then sold offshore where there is a high demand. So yep. There's empty shelves and inability to stock products that maybe you need. So if you consider the fact that you're not affected in just one way, but many, then maybe people will start to understand that retail crime is quite a big issue. And they can do something about it, though. They can report if they have information about, you know, maybe where this is being sold. Maybe, you know, there's some sort of cash jobs, some deals happening where people are buying stolen goods. If you have information about that, then you can report it to Crime Stoppers.
And I was just going to say that. I mean, how are authorities and the retailers working together?
Well, authorities such as Victoria Police and Crime Stoppers, what we're doing is we're collaborating with retailers as well to try and get specifically repeat offenders. So we launched a campaign, but this is such an ongoing effort now where we're going to be releasing new, you know, repeat offenders onto our website with CCTV footage of these offenders to encourage community reporting. But because police, you know, they've increased their arrests and their enforcement efforts. This is an ongoing effort. And retailers also implementing additional security measures such as surveillance cameras, staff training. We have a partnership with Coles where we talk to staff about how they can, you know, use Crime Stoppers. And also safety at work, community safety in general. But yeah, there's going to be closer communication between law enforcement and retailers to try and crack down on specifically repeat offenders, because these people are very often not stealing for personal use, but rather for profit.
And then, of course, some of the money's being used for drugs and other things that aren't going on. So I guess what can we do as a community about reporting, apart from Crime Stoppers, and how can we help in the reduction of this crime?
So, yeah, community reporting is such a crucial tool when it comes to identifying and apprehending these repeat offenders. And when I say repeat offenders, I'm not talking about people stealing in, you know, small quantities a couple of times. These are people that have stolen, you know, over $200,000 worth of goods in a 3-month period, or, you know, offenders that are known to be aggressive to staff with, you know, carrying weapons or threats to kill. So these are serious criminals committing serious crimes. And nearly 70% of retail crime is committed by these repeat offenders, not one-off sort of incidences. So information from the public about, for example, these people's whereabouts, license plates maybe on the car they turned up in, or the stolen goods that they're, where they're going, you know, who they're going to, this can help police track down and disrupt their activities. So yeah, Crime Stoppers, where we're encouraging people to report anonymously, and we're making it easier for individuals to share what they know without fear of retaliation, because you can do so anonymously.
And the other issue I've got to ask, and I'm sure the answer is going to be yes, has there been an increase in incidents and also violence? Because some of them is going to these shops with machetes and all sorts of things, don't they?
I know. I'm sure we've all seen on the news people carrying weapons in shopping centres and supermarkets. So, you know, visually it does seem like there is a rise. And you're right. There has certainly been a rise in violence linked to retail crime. And it's due to, you know, multiple factors, including offenders coming prepared for confrontation and, like you said, carrying weapons. So statistics show that 12.3% year-on-year increase in assaults. There has been in assaults related to theft in retail settings. And there's been a significant rise. 65.7% in assaults on female workers, and that was in 2024. So true. This does suggest, yeah, that offenders are becoming bolder and more aggressive, and, you know, this is probably due to organised retail crime networks and maybe a perceived lack of consequences. But if they know that people are out there potentially reporting them, then hopefully we can get these numbers down. But also, yeah, it's so scary to see. We all have people we know that work in retail, you know, young women. The average age for retail employees for a woman is about 25, for men about 23. So it's important that we think these are our young people and they shouldn't be faced with these types of things when they're just simply doing their job.
Well, I mean, everybody deserves to go to work and come home again safely, don't they?
Absolutely. And a lot of people have, you know, had these incidences happen to them where they've felt threatened, and it's really hard for them to go back to work. They feel frightened for their safety, and everyone deserves to feel safe at work. And that's why this is such an important issue, and that's why it's so important to talk about.
The other thing is, Mia, I mean, it's, well, from what we see, it like the days of the one. So, I mean, during COVID, I know we lost some goods because some people were just so poor and they'd lost their income that they were stealing meat and that. But these people aren't just going in and stealing one item, are they? Just to feed themselves. I mean, it's more organised than that.
Absolutely. So, organised retail crime, it does differ from sort of individual shoplifting, because it's not just, like you said, one person stealing an item for personal use, but rather it's, you know, it involves a whole entire coordinated group, and they're stealing really large quantities of goods, and it's often with the intent to resell them for profit. And it's not opportunistic like shoplifting, but rather it's strategic. There's a whole operation, you know, and it may involve stolen goods being sold online or in black markets, or even funneled into larger criminal enterprises. You know, you can recognize this in that maybe a business or restaurant is getting their alcohol from these people for a cash for goods operation, and that's where it's going. So if people wonder who even wants to buy this, sometimes it's small businesses, sometimes maybe people haven't done their due diligence when it comes to their sourcing and they don't realize they're buying stolen goods. But, you know, if you have information about this, maybe you work at a restaurant and you think that this is happening, it's so important to report it, because then it can be disrupted. And if you think it doesn't affect you, think again, it really does.
Look, Mayor, I'm just going to take a quick break, but I want to come back and talk to you a bit more, if that's okay.
Sounds great. I'll speak to you
Thanks.
Then.
Thanks. I'm talking to Mia from Crime Stoppers. Mia, I know that some people will be sitting there, and I don't say that it's our listeners, but some people will just say, they're the big corporations, a lot of these places that get stolen, and it's not our problem. But it is, because a lot of these shops, even if they're running under the banner of Joe Blow, they're very often mums and dads who have got their houses mortgaged, who have, owe a lot of money to get into this franchise. So A, they're losing out, but B, we're also, and you alluded to this, if they're claiming on the insurance, all these costs, any of these costs have to go on to the cost price of the item, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, so there are some really severe impacts that this can have on businesses. So it can lead to significant financial losses, as you said, increased security costs as well, because obviously a lot of businesses want to make sure that they've got security measures in place to keep any staff that are working there safe. Yep. Higher insurance premiums, of course, but it can result in store closures, job losses, and higher prices for consumers, because lots of retailers do have to recover losses, and it's not, people think it's only the big places being stolen from. It's anywhere that has goods for sale can be, people are stealing from. So you have to think that, it does affect the community and not just the business. So if you're thinking maybe a bit more cynically about how does it affect me, it contributes to such a broad cycle of crime because it funds other illegal activities. So it funds drug trafficking or fraud. So these are maybe crimes that people are more familiar with that they don't like happening in their city, in their streets. So, it's funding this, it's going towards this, it's even going towards modern slavery in some cases. So you have to think of how the funds are being used, how the profits are being used, and you wouldn't want that happening. So you need to make sure that we're all playing our part. If you do have information, making sure that you let Crime Stoppers know.
And I think you said this before too, that when these young people and a lot of people working in the shops are often young people, apart from the manager, they'll often have young people work there, and they're entitled to go to work and do their job and go home without any threats. And some of these people, if you're in there and someone comes in waving a machete around, you're going to get pretty scared.
Absolutely. A lot of young people are working in retail. As I said, the average age is about 24, 25. So these are some young people. Often it can be their first job as well. And this can be, obviously a very traumatizing incident. When we were preparing for this campaign, we spoke to some young people that are working, as frontline workers in the retail area. And they were telling some of their personal stories, one of which was really quite shocking, that, this big group came in and they were very threatening and they were very aggressive and they were stealing. And everyone else that had been working there for a while was like, we call this group the family, as in the thieves had a name because they came in so frequently. True. And they were very threatening, very aggressive, and then everyone was acting like it was normal, and that really frightened this employee who was quite new, because they thought, shouldn't be normal, this should not be a normal part of the job. So the sort of blasé attitude that other staff had towards it, because of the nature of it, that they'd become used to it, they'd become desensitized because it was such a frequent occurrence. Our workers shouldn't be faced with this.
Mia, this might be an unfair question, but I'll ask it. You can always tell me you don't know. Why the increase in young women? Is it that there are more young women working, or do these gangs see them as a soft touch?
I'm not too sure why. It's a sad figure, and I know that, we'd love to have an answer for it, because when you look at that, obviously your heart goes out to these young women in these positions. Yep. And the thing is, it reflects our country and the statistics occurring in lots of different areas of crime, that women are very frequently the victims of crime. That's domestic violence, and so it's just something that we have to address as a society, whether Absolutely. That be in just this area or several different areas. But it's a statistic that we have to look at nonetheless and really think about it and try and make changes, because we can't, our women, we have to make sure that we're supporting them. So that's why it's even more important to, make sure we are reporting these things, because we're seeing these numbers and they're real people. These aren't just statistics. No. These are real people out there that are facing these situations on a daily basis. And so if people know where the goods are going, who's committing these crimes, all this information, no matter how small, how big, how small, it can make a difference. It can be that missing piece in the puzzle of an investigation. And so it's so important. If you do know something, say something.
Mia, just one other quick question, and then we'll give them the contact details for your organisation. Has there been an increase? Is it happening more often, and or is it just? Or the other thing is to, is the amount of money that's being taken? Because we're not talking about now the person who goes in and takes one item. We're talking about now who people go in and take a whole lot of items. Has there been an increase in the frequency and also the dollars, or is it just that they're taking more?
I think both. I think there's been an increase in every area. So the quantities as well. Some individuals are stealing such large quantities that obviously they're stealing things like vitamins, which, you know, cost per item is quite high because, as we know, you know, vitamins, you can have a really small little container, costs about $30. So they're stealing in such large quantities and of expensive items. So what they're stealing is often is something that's expensive and can be resold. So this is alcohol, vitamins, meat, baby formula, electronics. So these items are sort of big ticket items. There's even, you know, that aisles, as you can imagine in supermarkets, that some are security protected items. That's sort of the big ticket items that are very often stolen. So thieves are stealing expensive items that can easily be resold. And that's sort of maybe why the increase has happened, but it's also just happening more and more and more. Yep. So that's another reason that would be happening.
Unfortunately, sort of every few days on the news, we're seeing more and more. All right, so the best option is if you know what's going on or you know people are involved is Crime Stoppers. How are they going to find you, please, Mia?
Firstly, you can make an online report at crimestoppersvic.com.au, or you can call 1-800-333-000.
That again, please, 1800.
So it's 1-800-333-000 to make a call to Crime Stoppers, yeah, or you can visit crimestoppersvic.com.au.
Sounds really good. All right, look, Mia, it's terrific to have had you along again, and we always look forward to talking to you every month, so we'll talk to you in a month's time.
It sounds great. I look forward to speaking to you then, Alan.
Thanks, Mia. We'll talk to you then. Bye.